decision. 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And here we go. It's Decision 2020, and here we go on Impeachment Tuesday. Everything is going to boil towards this end, right? So we've seen this since last week. All of Washington, D.C. Is sucked into this impeachment vapor, if you will. And it is discouraging because there are actual things that need to be done. We are having to bury one of our own men in blue this week, and we need help in fighting crime here in the city, and we need federal help in enforcing laws. There's all kinds of things that need to be being cared for, but what has happened instead is the Democratic Party has insisted that we're going to go down this rabbit hole of impeachment. And one of those that is surprising some is Max Rose, the current congressman on Staten Island in Brooklyn, saying he's against impeachment, but then he votes with Nancy Pelosi and the squad to kill Resolution 590. Let's find out what that means and why it's important. Nicole Malliotakis is rejoining us. I got to see her this weekend at Frank Morano's wedding. It was a beautiful affair. And Nicole, it was great to see you as always. But when it comes to this issue that we're dealing with, what happened with Resolution 590? Why was it important that he, why is it significant that he voted with Pelosi and the gang?
Well, the resolution condemns Nancy Pelosi moving forward with a formal inquiry of impeachment. And what's interesting about this is a vote for the resolution would have been what you would have done if you were against impeachment, and in particular against Nancy Pelosi moving forward with an inquiry without a formal vote from the House. Instead, what Max Rose did was vote with Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the rest of the Democrats against the resolution, which means, in essence, that he is
kept
supporting
it alive. Yeah.
Us moving forward with impeachment. And so that is, I think, particularly disturbing, but not surprising, considering Max constantly says one thing in the district, then goes to Washington and does something else. And this has been his track record in his first year as a member of Congress, representing what is a conservative-leaning district. It is a district that President Trump won by 10%. It is a district that in the mayor's race, I beat Bill de Blasio with nearly 70% of the vote. And he, again, acts as if he's a moderate in the district. But then when he goes to Washington, we can count on him to vote with Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Squad.
Yeah, he's even resorted to having Republicans send out fundraising letters for him. I know because I'm on some of their lists and I get some of their requests. And it's really astounding because if you look at his voting record, he's not who should be representing Staten Island and South Brooklyn. This is not a person that represents the very down to earth values that this district stands for.
Well, look, what the people of this district want is a member of Congress that's actually going to work with the president to get the job they were elected to do done. And in this case, moving forward with continuous investigations, which he has said on the record that he supports, does nothing to lower our taxes. It does nothing to secure our borders. It does nothing to improve our commutes. And that's where the people of Staten Island and Brooklyn want our representatives to be focusing. And it's unfortunate, and it's one of the reasons why I believe We're going to take back this seat next November because we just want a Congress that's going to work with the president. I mean, this president has accomplished a lot, particularly when it comes to the economy, when it comes to job creation, when it comes to, in some cases, prescription drugs, transparency in healthcare.
Fighting the opioid crisis right there on Staten Island.
Exactly. And he's doing a lot. But imagine what he could accomplish if he actually had a House of Representatives that would work with him instead of wasting taxpayer time and money on continuous, endless investigations. They just go from one topic to another with these investigations. And I think the American people are really getting tired of it.
Nicole, there's another issue that obviously is affected by Congress's stall, and that's what has happened. All six committees have thrown the entire body into nothing but a big you know, slam on the brakes in terms of any domestic policy. But New York is either 49th or 50th in terms of the taxes that we send versus what you get back for your districts in terms of actual money. Max Rose should be down there fighting for that. He should be fighting for infrastructure to be improved here in the New York City area. We've got to either replace the people that are doing what they're doing now, or we've got to get them to change their ways. And it doesn't look like they're going to be inclined to do that.
Well, exactly. And President Trump has said one of his priorities is infrastructure. And it's so critical here in New York, where you're seeing tens of thousands of delays a month on our subway system. We do need to upgrade our system to first of all, it's a pre-World War II signal system right now. We have to move to a communication-based train control system like the cities that Copenhagen and London, Paris have. We need to do that. It's critical for transportation to not only move people, but to move goods. So we have to talk about our entire infrastructure in the region. And in order to do that, we need federal funds, and we need to be getting back our fair share. And so that's certainly one of my priorities. I've been talking about the need to upgrade to a communication-based signal train control system back in the mayor's race, and I still am committed to that. We are seeing some improvements from money that we did put in the state budget toward the capital plan, but it's slow, and it's happening at a slow rate because we need more resources to do that, and that's where federal funding would come in.
Friends, if you want different results, you have to get different people in the position to do it, and you can start by going to NicoleMaliotakis.com or Nicole4NewYork.com. It is simple to get involved. Give a gift to her campaign. Volunteer to help knock on doors and do the stuff that she needs between now and a year from this November. But friends, it's going to matter. It's going to matter big time. So you got to get out there. Nicole, thanks for keeping the light turned on and watching with your eagle eye what is happening. And let's fight for the best of New York. That's what we need. And I feel like we would be better served if you were the one delivering the goods.
But we do need one voice from New York City representing us in Washington, and I will represent those hundreds of thousands of people who feel that Bill de Blasio, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jerry Nadler, Max Rose don't represent their views. So let's get out there and do it. Nicole4NY.com. I appreciate your support.
Yeah. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.